Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
From counter to cabinet and right up the wall, we're finding out that surface runs sensuously deep inside the Formica booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We're delighting in the delicious designs of HGTV's Monica Peterson, this designed to sell bang for your buck HGTV Dream Home host and high fashion model will trip us from textiles to tablescapes.
So for solid surface to super sweet spaces, put down your glass, but don't worry about leaving a ring because you can count on us.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Forget about messy mortar. Bondera is a pressure-sensitive adhesive for tile that comes on a roll and is super easy to use.
Peel the liner, place your tile, and you can grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Perfect for crafts and remodeling projects. Visit BonderoTileMatSet.com for videos and for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
To say husband Mark.
We're both leaning on the same chair.
Well, see, I was sitting down inside the Formica booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and he refuses to sit down in this chair, so I decided to stand up and kind of be like, you know, have solidarity with you here.
I'm stepping on all the cords.
And of course, since we're doing a radio show, we're attached to all kinds of different
things. We're tethered.
We're tethered to our producer.
That's right.
So we can't go very far.
I could burn out some push-ups on these.
You know,
we got enough cords for this.
I think that we don't have wireless mics because she wants to make sure that we stay near her. Because you'd be jumping around looking at all these gorgeous countertops.
Look
right
at all
now.
This movement. Look at all this. I can go like 5 miles away.
Yeah, we should have brought a.
Oh, I'm not allowed. Look at this. I'm kidding.
Well, this is a gorgeous booth, and you can see it from far away because there are these like balls hanging from the ceiling.
I would
here.
Go with sphere.
Spheres.
And they look like they're made of.
Some kind of
barbed wire?
Yeah.
They're not barbed wire.
With lights? They're
very
dramatic.
This is like a Christmas ball from Sing Sing.
Well, and before we started our show today, Tamara Myers from Myers Constructs, which is a Philadelphia-based remodeling company.
Who we've had on the show before.
And if you're in the Philadelphia area and you don't hire us, you should hire them.
Yes, you should.
For your projects.
They're outstanding.
And she said that there must have been a real designer who designed this booth because it's gorgeous. And she's pretty discriminating, too.
Oh, yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
And what they've done here at Formica is they've taken a small space and they've made it seem towering and bigger going vertical with banners.
They have gone vertical, which is good.
Well, that's the trick they've played, I guess. That's the design element.
Grand.
Yes.
Yes, because it's exciting. They have a lot of launches here at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I don't want to say it right just this second, but obviously, and the reason for the is because I knew.
I knew
the minute I didn't give a specific, she was going to come back with a specific.
Yeah. So, darling, what is it that you want to say?
Everybody that I've seen come through this booth and walk around our gear that's set up and walk through has made the same physical move.
What is that?
To touch the counters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Almost as a point of like, really? Because they are, and it's happening right now behind us. You're on the spot.
Happening. And for everyone listening,
I'm doing it right now.
You have to go to Formica.com and check out all of their gorgeous surface products.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not just laminate.
No, that's
Formica.
An old stigma. That's
right.
Old
but
stigma.
Their success has been to make laminate like popsicle. There's a word for that.
Oh, yeah. And they have some new gorgeous laminate that's here.
And solid surface.
Yeah.
And a solid stop because we are up against a break.
We are.
Yeah. Why don't we come back with more my Fix It Up Live.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fipon.com.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with a thrilling show.
We are at the Kitchen and Bath Show, and we are inside the Formica booth.
That's right.
And it is luxurious in here.
Also true.
Yes. And to enjoy the luxury, if you're listening on the radio, go to Formica.com. And we are joined by a guest that we love.
Yeah, we do. Friend of the show.
Well,
he actually volunteers to spend time with us.
Well, yeah, and he actually follows us on Twitter.
It's the only reason we like
him. I follow you everywhere, actually.
Well, he followed us to Chicago once.
Timothy Dahl.
And,
it's Vegas.
Yep.
Where are we going next?
Actually, I'm not sure. I'll just have to look at your schedule. I don't know.
We'll have to find out, because everywhere we go, it seems that he's going for CharlesandHudson.com.
Yes, the enigmatically named, I hasten to add.
Yes.
Who are those guys?
Well, it's actually not any guys. It was the cross streets I lived on in New York. So nothing too special there. But if you want to think it's some guys or anything else,
I don't.
I'm open to that.
I don't. Yeah. I just want an answer.
Yeah.
I'm about answers.
You no longer live there. Live
no,
past tense?
Past tense, yes.
Okay.
I'm in Los Angeles now. So.
Oh.
But New York's
cool.
always going to be in your heart.
Do you actually have to be cooler to live in L.A.? Because
it's kind of the reverse, actually. Yeah, I think I've gotten, and no offense to Los Angeles, but progressively uncool as I've moved away from New York. So it's
now,
kind of, you're always fighting that, actually.
Slow down a little bit. You know, going from New York, it's so and then going to California.
Yeah, it's, it kind of always feels like you're on vacation a little bit.
Did you throw all your black clothes away?
No, I got to hold on to some still.
Okay,
again, it's
okay.
Like trying to retain a little bit of that coolness. But
now, what part of the country are you from originally?
I'm originally from Arizona. I'm going back west, so it's
already
a little familiar to me still. But,
right.
New York was a lot of fun, and, I'd love to go back at some point.
Now, when you were in New York, you were working for This Old House. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was at This Old House. Mm-hmm. And then I did a small stint at El Decor and Met Home.
Met
Home no longer around, but yeah.
So you have some style.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was maybe a little bit, I was a little too lowbrow for those magazines. But
Speaking of your style, what is, exciting you here? What's attracting your personal style at the Kitchen and Bath Show?
Yeah, well, this is actually my first Kitchen and Bath Show. So,
really?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well,
so I'm kind of taking it all in.
Yeah.
I see some of these people at the Builder Show and these other places.
Right.
But I actually just ran over here from Cambria,
okay,
which they don't go to the Builder Show, but it's the quartz countertops, and
that was
very cool, man-made countertops, which look beautiful. A lot of them are, some look like marble. Some are like granite, and they can just do all sorts of color styles. They have 10 or 12 new colorways coming out in June. So
that's kind of nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Today. Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen?
How long have you been on the show floor? Sometimes we ask this question, and guys like, I just got here 5 minutes ago.
I have not. I've been here maybe half an hour. So I was kind of running around trying to find you guys.
Seriously?
So I haven't had a chance to see what you got here.
Yeah, I saw these door pulls across the way.
You have to go to Toto because there's a relationship-saving toilet there.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Relationship-saving, okay.
Yes. Right, darling?
Yeah, it'll change your view.
Okay.
Like, when you walk up to it, it opens, and then it shuts automatically. So, for all the wives who said, why don't you put the lid down?
Yeah.
It just automatically does it on its own.
I got excoriated for that just recently.
And you can load your own MP3s into it.
Wow. See, and I guess, do we have to go to Japan for all of that stuff, or is anybody here doing that? It's kind of, I don't know.
What are you working on right now? Because you've got all kinds, you do everything from flooring to decks to tile at charlesandhudson.com. What's in the pipeline for you a little bit?
One of the big things is actually a whole new brand, a whole new site.
A new site?
Yeah, it's a new site. It's kind of
really follow the one you
Charles,
have now.
You know that, but that's that's great. I love it, but
it's still going to be charlesandhudson.com.
No, it's going to be something. Different.
I'm going to have
name it after the streets he lives on.
No,
in LA
it's
now.
Something different. But it's it's called Built by Kids.
Get out.
And the tagline is the ABCs of DIY. And it's really where, we're looking at, getting back to the hands-on with children, teaching skills that maybe a generation might have lost with what you've learned from your mom, your dad, your parents, and kind of putting that together. So I wanted to, I haven't talked to you guys about that, but
that
I think there could
so
be
cool.
some interesting...
That's a passion of ours, because I think every child needs to grow up learning how to use basic tools and be able to do basic home repairs. And we've made our daughter, who's 9 and a half now, use tools since she was like 3.
Yeah.
And our son's 2 and a half, so he's almost ready.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet.
He likes to just use like the tape measure.
And we already liked you, like voluntarily and stuff, like because you're a nice guy and you do all this great stuff, but this is like...
Very cool.
Now you guys are doing the playground giveaway and those
real wood,
things.
Real fun, win a real wood play set.
And that's like, that's right into kind of the wheelhouse of what this is, so...
Wheelhouse, that's wheelhouse. Business talk.
Yeah, sorry.
I know all about that. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's circle back around to the brand leveraging.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
some verticals.
Oh, yeah. So the end user in the market space.
Back up the wagon.
Jim and I, back up the wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
when does
really
that
good.
Launch?
I'm thinking next month. But
You're
you can go to that
month.
URL right now, builtbykids.com, and sign up for an email that will just tell you when it's on the way.
And do you have a Twitter handle for that yet?
It's built by kids. Yeah, at built by kids.
Can we still follow you at Charles_Hudson?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
When are you not Twittering? I think you're Twittering
now.
I see your fingers moving around. Like,
look at my there's actually faster than you know.
His left eye does it all.
Is it an implant for you? Has the singularity happened?
Exactly.
So he's posting Facebook and he's taking pictures of us right now and uploading them to like
right eye, left eye.
Peek or Pick or something like that.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Do what you can. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Timothy Dahl, built by kids, and Charles and Hudson is in fact a Terminator.
Yes.
And we're going to terminate this segment, unfortunately, and we're going to take a break. So we'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and there is a pretty face looking back at me. And that is my favorite song, I have to say, by Tim Williams.
I have to say it too, although Breeze runs right up there.
It's good.
I really dig that song. Also, you know, Chained to My Conviction.
When somebody writes a song inspired by you, it has to be your favorite song.
No, it doesn't.
I just kind of feel like it should be, and it is my favorite song.
Well, then there you go.
So go to TimWilliams.com and check it out.
There's no arguing matters of taste.
But we're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Where Tim is not.
Tim is not here, but there's another T-named person with us.
That's right.
Yeah, how about that? Not just me, Teresa.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of you.
You did?
No, it didn't even cross my mind. Mostly because I've been practicing your name, and I'm terrified I'm going to get it wrong.
Todd. I can say Todd.
And I'll go with Vizina.
Very good.
Good.
Very
you said good. It before, so.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, hey.
Well, thanks for having
us here. The pleasure
is
ours.
And this is a gorgeous booth, I have to say.
Our design people have done an exceptional job, as you can see. Great-looking product, great-looking booth design, and the attendance of the show has been outstanding, really has kind of exceeded our expectations. So
really?
Great 2 days so far.
For the My Fix It Up Life Nation, who's never been to the Kitchen and Bath Show,
okay,
we say booth, and I conjure up, you know, you got to call it something.
If you go to your local home and garden show, this is not it. This is just, you think of the best booth at your local home and garden show.
Multiply it by a factor of at least 10.
I'd say a million.
Or a million.
And there you go.
And that's where you get started at this booth here.
And what I like about this at Formica is that when people come in here, they go right to the surfaces. They go right and touch it. And so, like, the focus is on all of the beautiful counters, and there isn't confusion of other things going on.
That's right.
Yes. They're coming here. They're coming to look at the surface, and they're touching it. Like, people are moving us out of the way so they can touch your product. So
it's been very busy in the booth, as you mentioned. The booth is, from a design standpoint, is exceptional. It really draws people in. And I think once they get in here, then they're seeing, as you mentioned, all the new products that we have. They're putting their hands on the new products. They're asking a lot of questions about, you know, this isn't the laminate that I remember from my parents' house as I was growing up. And, you know, the look of the products today, the function of the products today is so much different. And they come in, there are little unexpected treasures here.
Yes, there are. And you watch HGTV and those design shows, and when people go into a bathroom or a kitchen, they're like, oh, we're going to get rid of the laminate and, you know, update it. This is a laminate that you would update too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Without a question.
I am crazy about the petrified wood. I have to say, and that's in the 180FX line.
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
The petrified wood. Well, the 180FX line in general is a new line from Formica. It's been out for about a year. We have 16 designs in it, and where it's different is it's created totally different from a design standpoint, that we've actually gone out and purchased slabs of exotic granites, petrified wood being an example. We actually take a digital photo of those slabs of material, and then through a special printing process, make them into laminate. And the big difference is, besides the designs and the look of them, which are very high-end, very exclusive, is the pattern repeat of a normal laminate is about 18 inches. 180FX is 5 feet.
5 feet.
60 inches.
Yes.
So when you're looking at a countertop, you're really kind of looking at almost a virgin piece of laminate or granite, if you will. And it's really taken off. It's the hottest thing in the industry right now. It's been the most successful product launch in Formica's history. And we've been in business.
In a recession.
In a recession.
We've been in business almost 100 years.
Almost 100 years. 98 years.
In 2 years, it'll, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I looked that up. 1911, you guys. You're, I know.
Almost 100 years.
In a recession.
Years.
In a recession.
Is it too early to tell what you attribute that to, what the customer drive is?
And that's a great question, and I really think it can be attributed to two things. The design is what people really, it appeals to them first. Second of all, we're looking at designs that if you went out and bought the real thing in granite, would cost you $100 to $200 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're appealing to them with a product that would probably cost one-tenth, one-twentieth of that cost. So the value, which in today's economy is king,
yes,
the value of the product is there also. So I think it's a combination of the value and the design that's really driving it.
Well, that is so exciting. And
yeah.
I'm just curious, too, how long has it taken to get these to market?
We started the design.
You guys knew a long time ago that this is what you wanted to do, and you know, hitting it right now when people are very conscious about spending.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I have to give a lot of credit to our marketing department and our design people to spot the trend, like you said, but then designing to the trend and bringing out these products, which again they've taken off. It's just been fantastic.
Now, can you speak to, you know, we're standing here and there's a bunch of counters around us. We're all talking about counters, and obviously it gets used on a counter, kitchens, bath, etc. But you can apply this to a wall surface as well, can't you?
Absolutely. And you had mentioned petrified wood, which is a stunning design.
Gorgeous.
The application.
It's out of the water.
On my wall.
Where is it? How long is this cord?
I literally want to hang it on my wall.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's pointing at it. I'm looking at it. You can't even believe it.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It is a showpiece, and I can see someone using that and hanging it above their mantle. And, I mean, I would enjoy looking at it every day.
It's a work of art. I mean, literally, it could be used, like you said, framed on a wall. Mm-hmm. That's how good it looks.
And everyone listening, can they go to Formica.com and check it out?
Exactly.
Okay.
Formica.com, they can see all 16 designs of 180FX.
Okay.
They can order samples. They can look for retailers close by that they can go and see the product in person. They can go to any local kitchen and bath retailer, Lowe's, Menards, home centers also.
Wow.
Now, taking it back to another detail here, you've got this, I don't want to call it an OG detail because it isn't. But it's like a routed edge,
exactly.
A routed front edge to the counter, which I don't know the profile name. Is this available also, or is it just for here?
It's available also, and you described it perfectly. These are granite or stone-type edges. This edge is specifically called Barcelona.
Okay.
And it brings the level of realism to the countertop also. I mean, between 180FX and these edges, the look and the realism of it is exceptional.
Yeah. Are there different profiles in this?
in this edge detail?
Exactly. Really, any edge that you could find on granite, we can do on 180FX.
Now, that is huge. That is absolutely huge.
Tremendous.
Yes, because you're looking at it, you really can't tell.
No, that's why people keep coming in here. They keep going like this. What I'm doing is I'm getting down close to it.
And like, what is this? What is this?
And they're knocking on it.
People are rubbing it, because it's into the booth and trying to figure out what this material is, because you can't tell.
Yeah. From 20 feet away, you cannot tell that it's not the real thing.
From 20 inches away, you can't tell. I mean, where are you 20 feet?
But if you
self-effacing.
Work, yeah. If you work here for Formica, then you can tell.
Well, I mean,
you've got an edge on us.
Here comes my wordplay. We're facing a break.
Oh, Lord.
So we'll take it, and we'll join you with more of my Fix It Up Life coming up next.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Forget about messy mortar. Bondera is a pressure-sensitive adhesive for tile that comes on a roll and is super easy to use.
Peel the liner, place your tile, and you can grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Perfect for crafts and remodeling projects. Visit BonderoTileMatSet.com for videos and for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a spot are we going to move it up?
To play left, right there. To carry my lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
Ooh, I can see this little
music. The daylight fades on the park we swear. Written out square. Written out square.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. And special guest, I'm not waiting.
You're not going to wait?
Not waiting. There's no buffer zone here.
There isn't?
I already know from talking before the break, or during the break, or talking, at some point we're going to want her to stay longer.
Yes.
Monica Peterson from HGTV.
Maybe the one of the most gorgeous women here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, I would have to say.
You guys are nice. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
Boom.
Yes.
Boom. Boom. I wrote that line.
Did you give her $20?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Change.
Back in my bag. Let's just hang out.
She carries hundreds. So.
You guys are so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, we try.
I want to interview you because I'm usually around couples who are working on their house and they're fighting all the time.
I'm like the referee. You know what?
We can
go ahead.
For
We've been
you.
Talking all day. What do you want to know?
Okay. So
I'm an Aquarius.
You're an Aquarius?
No, not an Aquarius. No. He's a Leo.
That's all I could think of.
Oh, Leo. You look like a Leo. You so look like a Leo.
Yeah.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm a Cancer.
I'm Pisces. I love Cancer signs. Yeah. We're like best friends.
Oh, like BFFs?
Yeah.
Like whatever. And I love your shoes and your bracelets.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. That's
and
great.
I love your dress, too. You like my dress? It's very similar to that.
Thank you. It's all about this sort of military kind of style right now.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
That's what you're gonna say, Mark.
Except
my Spanx.
That,
I can't breathe because of my Spanx.
Everyone.
No idea what's happening.
For the few people.
This is my part of my show.
For the few people that don't know who Monica is.
Because she's on three. Not currently. One is not running. Bang for your buck.
It might still be running in reruns. Who knows? But
Mark, you're kind of hurting my feelings now.
Okay.
Because they're all on all the time. So my Designed to Sell still on.
I meant in production. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I should leave again.
It's okay. You know, we forgive you.
Just
Designed to Sell Chicago, Bang for Your Buck, which is a really fun show, and then Dream Home. I host the HGTV Dream Home.
Now, we went to the Dream Home, and we did a show there in Vermont, and it's gorgeous, and no one would let us sit down.
Oh, I know. You can, and when you're filming, like a lot of people, like, they think we're hanging out, we're filming in the Dream Home. We're like, hey, open the fridge.
Yeah.
No one sits down. No. Cameramen, production assistant, nobody, producers. Everything is off limits because the designer, you know, she really feels like this is going to be someone's home, and they don't need to like get the home and know that like everyone and their brother has been sitting there with their feet up.
They were serious about it, too. I joked with Linda Woodrum. Hey, do you guys ever enjoy the house? She's
no.
like, no. And I felt like I was being scolded by my mom.
Yeah,
I was
wash
like,
your
I'm
mouth
sorry.
Out with soap.
Oh, no. I know. I'm there for a couple weeks on set. I totally get it. I'm always sitting on a crate. I'm always freezing in some corner or I'm on the floor. Like,
exactly.
We're eating lunch on the floor in the garage.
In the garage.
Nothing goes on in the house.
The garage is unbelievable.
The garages are usually unbelievable. Fabulous.
Well, we had the winner of the Dream Home on our show. And he's
from Vermont?
Totally. Yeah. And he said that he is going to, you know, he's going to keep the home and he's going to use it, but he's also going to rent it out because they're going to keep their house in Illinois. So I totally want to rent that house to use it for a family vacation.
Oh, you should.
It's gorgeous.
And it's so smart. And well, you know, and here Eric and Catherine Maxinix is their name. Uh-huh. I actually surprised them. Here's the crazy part. Over 76 million entries, right? And then I have a call with HGTV where they say, okay, Monica, pack your bags. This is where you're going. Because they literally pull the name. So I have a couple suitcases packed. I'm ready if it's a hot climate or a cold climate. And the producer called me and said, have you ever heard of Hinsdale, Illinois? And I said, do you have a camera on me or something? I'm like, I'm in Hinsdale right now. And like, what? I'm
seriously?
Like, yeah. Yeah, so my best friend, I helped her remodel her kitchen and I was dropping off lighting. I'm never in town, A. B, I'm like never like hanging out with my girlfriend in the middle of the day looking at light fixtures. And sure enough, I just dropped off lighting and then they called. I said, you're kidding. They're like, no, the winner's from Hinsdale. So I grew up 10 minutes from there. It was just really weird. 76 million entries. The winner is...
Where you are.
Where I was at that day. It was
very strange.
What are
the chances of that?
So when they announced...
No, I know it sounds crazy, but it's...
I just want to say, when they announced the winner of the next Dream Home...
Yeah.
That day, just
should I be in
house.
Your town?
Totally.
Yeah. but he was a really cool guy. He had been entering every day. You probably asked him that, right? And he entered when his wife had a baby in the hospital.
Oh my!
I mean, he was crazy. He was so into it.
Yeah.
But really cute couple, and it was just fun for me because it was near where I grew up, and
like
you know,
they didn't even have to give you directions to go over there.
No, I was giving the production crew directions, and I said, "Oh yeah, this is a hotel where you should stay. This is where we're going to eat." And I've done, you know, five of these Dream Homes, so it's just been this random thing. But
oh, that's
nice.
Fantastic.
I was like, I was right next to the town. I was in the town over.
So you were with your girlfriend. You said dropping off lighting.
Yeah.
So you were helping her do what in her house? I'm curious because, you know, we see you on TV.
Okay.
I want to know, you know, what you're doing.
Okay,
you're
so this
not
is what, when I'm not on television. Okay, so when I'm not on television, a couple things. One, I'm like always trying to be a good daughter. My husband and I take care of my mom, so I'm total taking care of my mom all the time. Like, you know, on the way home from the airport, on the way to the airport, I'm stop and check on my mom. That's a big thing. thing for me. I know it's not sexy and glamorous on radio, but I'm all about being a good daughter. And then I've been married for 13 years, and my husband and I, we just like hang out. We play golf. That's sort of our, it's our hobby. That's
cool.
We're big golfers. So most of our vacations are geared around golf, and in the summertime, I mean, it's fun for me. I'm working for Kohler right now. I've been going to Kohler for 13 years. Like since I've been married, I was going long before I was in design just to play golf up there. So we play golf, but then I have to keep up my friendships, you know, and I have this busy job where I travel. So all of my friends are like, could you just come help me with this? Just come help me with that. Just come help me with this. So I was at my girlfriend's. I had designed her kitchen for her. We did the plans probably a year ago, and then she finally got it going on. And the only thing we hadn't picked out was lighting. And I said, let's just wait. We did a lighting plan, but we hadn't picked out the pendants. So I said, let's just wait and see how we feel, because you might want to, there might be something cool out there that we can afford that's different. And at that day, she said, you've got to come here now. The contractor's here. He's got to place the junction box. And she was having a panic attack. So that's what I do in my time off. I help people. I fix their lives.
Yeah.
My mother, she's always got some drama. And I've got, you know, my husband always needs something for me.
We have no idea what that's about.
You have no idea. So all I'm like, bring my sewing machine in the car. Like, I'm helping my friends all the time.
That's like a mirror image of our life. Seriously.
All the time.
All the time. I mean, I love what I do, and I loved it that day, but I probably should have just, like, been getting some R&R. But
well, you're obviously in great shape, so it's got to be more than
golf. Well, I already said she's probably...
You guys are so... I'm serious. You guys are cute. Nice. Full of compliments.
Where's your favorite place to golf?
My favorite place to golf? My favorite course is the Irish course up at Kohler from the women's tees.
Uh-huh.
Very specific about that. I love the Oceans course. It's a really hard course. It's way too hard for me. It's down in South Carolina on Kiawa Island. There's something magical about it. And they had the Ryder Cup there, I think it was about 5 years ago. So the favorite, like, my husband and I both agree. Like, we discuss after we play golf. And we both, you know, always say that, like, the Ocean Club or... the Ocean Club in Kiawah Island. That was our
favorite. One that spoke to you the most?
Yeah, we've golfed in Ireland, Scotland. We've done, you know, we've golfed over there.
Have you been to St. Andrews?
I have not played it, no.
But how is it golfing with your husband, though? Are you guys competitive?
No. You know what? The only time, I've been married 13 years, the only time the word divorce ever came out was actually on the golf course. And I had that, like you would imagine in a movie, when you stand up to tee off and you completely whiff it and kind of fall over. I don't know, I was swinging too fast, whatever. And he thought it was funny, and he's like,
and you
And I did not, because you know what? I was going to break 100 that day, and I had a great score going on. And of course, I got really excited. I was going to pound the ball, and I whiffed it, almost fell over. And he's like, sweetheart, swing out of your shoes, why don't you? And I turned off that tee, and I'm like, those words ever come out again, that's it, we're done. He looked at me like, are you kidding me? But yes, he's never said it again. But no,
he's a good boy for not saying it again.
He's a great guy. And my dad gave me great advice when we got married. He said, kid, you got to get a hobby. He said, find something to do
together.
I don't care what it is. If you're into fishing, if you're into working on the house, whatever it is, do it together, and you're going to grow old doing it. And so we picked up golf. And
that is
it.
So true.
Oh, so you didn't play like in high school on the golf team?
No, I worked at a country club in high school. I washed golf carts. I was a girl working there.
Yeah.
So that was it. And we picked up golf together. And he was a good golfer. My husband was into it already. But he's taught me. And we have had the best time. Well, like, you guys work together and you enjoy each other. We've had so much fun traveling on trips. And we meet really nice other couples. And,
that's great.
You know, it's been really fun.
That is really nice. Because I agree with that. It's really important to find something you love to do with your significant other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have kids or whatever. They grow up. And then you're with, you know,
you
kids can be distracting. Career can be distracting. And if you don't have something you connect on, and I bet you find that when you're working on the HGTV shows too, is that couples that are fighting with each other, you know, finding some way.
You got to get out of it. Like, you know, my husband's got a busy job. I have a busy job. And it's easy to come home and just say we're going to chill out. But instead, it's like we have something fun that we can go do together. Like, we can get there and kind of be tired of each other and not really want to talk. But a few holes into it, it's like, you know, you're like loving each other again. So I agree. And a lot of couples, houses are hard. Their renovations are hard. And I'm sure you guys see this. People are spending a lot of money. How many kitchen remodels are we really going to do in our lives? Maybe three, most people. Maybe they're starter. Maybe I mean, they're not doing it every year.
Yeah.
So it's not something they know a lot about.
Yeah.
And it's scary. So I understand the stress of that a renovation causes. I mean, they're spending a lot of money. It's very scary.
So when the cameras are off, is the tension level for some couples just like... through the roof, others like more calm.
No, usually it's worse when the cameras are off. A lot of times you're seeing a good face when the cameras are on, but usually it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a freak out factor.
Yeah, and there's like the I told you so, I wanted to do that 10 years ago, why didn't you listen? I mean, there are a lot of what I did that you would never see on television.
Sure.
It's just sitting down.
So what do you do when you're off camera and they're like going at it? Do you try to help?
I talk to them and I just say, listen, you know what? I mean this. I would never do anything. I would never do anything to hurt the value of your home.
Right.
So trust me. And if you hate it, I will come back. And I say, and a lot of times, you know, the women are often more passionate about it. Like in home repair, they always feel like the woman is the CEO of the house as far as home improvements and stuff, right? So I usually say to the husband, sort of, you know, off to the side a little bit, your wife's probably been thinking about this a lot longer than you have. And she's been collecting those Kitchen and Bath magazine, Ideas magazine, and she's been thinking about it. And this little decision, you know, the edge on the granite, is it bullnose, is it OG, this, that she's belaboring or you're belaboring or you're challenging each other, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And why don't we compromise? So usually, when I say to a guy, you know, it means a lot more to her, they're usually pretty, you know, pretty
you're
supportive.
That is really
almost.
Good advice, too.
Yeah.
It really is. For all the men listening, listen to her. Listen to her.
Well, and sometimes it's the guys. Sometimes the guys are more into it.
And it's true. You have to know
the momentum of who's like more involved.
Yeah. What you're the captain of in your relationship. So you have to give and take. You have to let them win some. You have to give on some others.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give on a break.
I was going to be captain of that.
Oh,
either way, we're taking
take
it.
Take us into a break.
Monica Peterson, thank you. We'll see you with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores. Stores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
The rhythm is in the sky. Mark.
You have a serious look on your face. You're ready. You're like, going to tackle me.
You know, I'm serious right now. I am. It's game day. Let's get this. Let's get this done.
Hi, I'm Mark, your husband.
Scrum down.
Yeah, ruck over.
I ruck over. Yeah. In my high heels.
Do you have any idea what that stuff means?
I have no idea what that means. I just know that that's rugby stuff.
That's rugby stuff from my youth.
It's like football, except like...
Awesomer.
You're too manly to wear like pads and stuff.
Don't need a break. Slow down, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, here is the ham-handedest segue ever. Here it is. Stay tuned, because here it comes. Slow down, stop, never. Like our guest, Mitch Quinn from Formica, a company that has been in business nearly a century with much more dignity and grace than my transition into this conversation.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much. Formica has been in business 98 years. We celebrate our 100th anniversary in 2013, and we're gearing up for that. But
you really don't look that old.
I appreciate it. I work out. Yeah. Now, despite being 98 years in business, you know, we keep trying to bring new innovative products to the marketplace and for the remodelers as well as new home builders. And I think Todd just talked to you a lot about our big product, 180FX, and what that's done to the laminate market. We've also added a new innovation on the solid surface side, which is our E-Series recycled product.
Now, I'm very excited about that because isn't the E-Series, you guys have the most post-consumer recycled material in that?
Correct.
Okay.
That product is 15% recycled in total. 5% is post-consumer, so it's actually styrofoam cups.
What?
Get out.
Yeah. No. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. So styrofoam cups gets recycled into that product, and there's another 10% of pre-consumer, which is just industrial byproduct that we work back into the process. So
great. That comes from stuff you're doing in your factories now or elsewhere, other industry?
A bit of both. Some comes from within our factory, and some comes from other manufacturing sites.
How do you identify, this is just a crazy question, how do you identify styrofoam cups as being something that works?
It's all engineering. Let me tell you about it.
You draw a picture for me?
No idea.
No, it's a fair question, but we have a really good R&D staff that works the chemistry side of our products constantly, and you know, as we push to see what could we fill up our product with that was out there that we could recycle, they tried hundreds of different products and kind of worked backwards into what's the right chemistry of the raw material that you want to put in, and they worked themselves to polystyrene, and that was a good answer for us.
Wow. And that must be a really interesting place to work in the R&D at Formica too. I mean, it's just that I would want to go and look in there, but I'm sure I'm not allowed to, and see what they're all working on, because I bet they've been working on these for a long time and seeing all the stuff that they're going through to see, should we use this, should we use that?
It's a very interesting place. I mean, again, as I said, we have some great team members there. But, you know, I mean, in some ways, it looks like there's part of it that looks like a printing press area where they're looking on different designs. There's part of it that looks like a chemistry lab where they're working with, you know, basic chemistry to work on the product.
Wow.
Beakers, lots of beakers.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of beakers.
A lot of, like, smoke going up, pouring, like, green liquid into things.
Full disclosure, I love counters.
He does.
All kinds of counters, laminate, solid surface. One of the things, and you're talking about solid surface, that I really love is the ability to have an undermount or an integrated sink.
Correct.
Which is key. Can you do the integrated sink as well as the undermounted with this product?
Absolutely. You can do either. So it's very similar to any of our other solid surface products. Behaves the same, fabricates the same, and then has the same installation alternatives, whether or not be the edges or be the sink, mounting.
So I think it's every woman's, mother's dream is to have the undermount sink because it helps clean up so much.
You just
wipe everything
from
in,
counter,
and you don't have that crevice to have to deal with and everything.
Yeah, the lip of a stainless steel sink and a silicone bead and all that other stuff.
Well, that's a good segue back to me because across the aisle here we have a company that's helping us out. We're working integrated undermounted sinks for laminate as well as solid surface.
Get out of town.
For laminate?
I didn't even want to ask.
Hand on heart.
No, seriously?
I am very serious.
Is that available now?
It is available now.
Where does someone go?
We're not even taking a break. I'm just putting the headphones.
Where does someone go to get that?
Go to your local dealer, but go to www.formica.com and look to your local dealer, and they can work with the big post-form fabricators that work with us, like Hearts and Kennedy, and they're able to do that undermount sink for us.
Now, can you get the cool new designs for the 180FX in the integrated sink?
Yes, in an undermount sink. It won't be integrated. It won't have the same design, but you put a stainless steel undermount to
that's
one
hot.
Of the 180FX designs, absolutely.
That is very hot.
That is, from even if you have $1 million, like, say, me.
Mark travels with just bags of money, you know. It looks like it's our equipment for our radio show, but really...
It's just cash, in case we need to buy a car.
It's hundreds, just in case.
But
he
smells like money.
He does, doesn't he? That's why, you know, I fell in love with him.
The thing I like about laminate counters, and I've installed them on several remodels, one for budget, two for durability, but three... They're not soft in the sense of a pillow soft, but they're more giving than a slab of rock. And I like that.
They're more giving than a slab
of
rock.
They're super durable.
You wouldn't sleep on them? Now, later on, when you...
I actually have my own friends.
Tomorrow, when you come into the show and Mark's curled up on your counter sleeping, he's testing out his theory whether or not you can sleep on them or not.
Chipping glasses.
We'll take the publicity.
Chipping plates.
Certainly.
I can lie down right now.
He would.
It has a softer core, and therefore it doesn't have the same effect on ceramic housewares that a stone does.
Exactly. And I like that. It's warm to the touch. I mean, I get into that stuff. Like
yes.
I said, full disclosure, I love the counter.
he does. And it is nice to see people coming by and touching everything and trying to figure out what it is. So congratulations to your R&D department, your designers, everyone else that's involved. And I'm going to give you credit for all of that, too.
I don't deserve it, but thank you very much, and thank you for having us on your show.
Well, you're welcome. And I still have a couple more questions for you, though. Oh. As far as the solid surface line goes, what's the color pattern palette that we have to choose from? How many do you have?
Right, so there's six new colors in the recycled line. So there's kind of warm, neutral colors for the bathroom or a lot of commercial applications as well. But then there's over 40 other colors in our existing Signature Series line that range from, you know, lights to darks, big particulates to small particulates. So there's a lot of different looks available in the solid surface line. And the new recycled stuff is in addition to our existing line.
And I'm looking over here, too, and it's those kinds of, yes, you have the soft, earthy tones, but I'm looking and I'm seeing, I don't want to diminish it by saying lime green because strong back, weak mind here.
Well, you know what?
But
that's
it's
our bathroom at home.
Yeah, it's pow.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ability to get that. I mean, just, there's a sky blue. There's
For everyone
red.
Who can't see, Mark, because we're on the radio...
I used to do this one as a kid to get in the cabinet.
He's actually trying to leap over
the
counter.
Solid surface, given the way it's made, you have a lot of options in terms of pigments and what else you could do. So you can create just about any visual you want, and that's we have some of those.
Mention really quick, because we have to go to break, that the samples are printed on paper now too to help with the environment. And
there's some stuff
Twitter,
you want to keep.
Go to Twitter and follow them at Formica Group, and go to Formica.com to see all of these gorgeous. The surfaces, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Rhythm is in the sky, your arms around, why can you fly?
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of My Fix It Up Life show. But don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com. Check out what we're giving away. Click on free stuff.
Check out our videos.
On YouTube and on Ustream. And send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing. Whether you're having trouble with it or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's MyFixItUpLife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m. East Coast time, baby.
East Coast!
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top five in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week.
For another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple love do. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want? Running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door to our fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.